Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John Heyman, one of the best at covering Major League Baseball. Nice enough to join the show today. He's an Odyssey MLB insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John Heyman joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Thank you very much, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Thank you so much. Giants lose a nail-biter last night. Because Cody Bellinger, or the Giants win a nail biter last night because Cody Bellinger lost control of a ball being thrown to third base and nearly threw it out of the ballpark. It's the rare mistake that Bellinger will make to cost the Dodgers a big game, but it happened, and here the Giants are, three games up, looking good, highest win total in baseball, and the trade deadline is here. John Heyman, you have autonomous rights to make the deal that puts the Giants in the World Series. What deal are you doing?
I'll take Scherzer if that's what you're giving me. I'll take anything. The Giants are no fluke. They need to go for it. They got a very good team. They're playing well, despite some injuries. They're really good. I've seen odds that suggest the Dodgers are still big favorites. I'm not too sure about that.
Since you took Scherzer, I've seen sort of conflicting reports on this. If a team is going to trade for Max Scherzer, do you have a good sense of what he wants in terms of future commitment, a contract extension, or what kind of money or years he's looking for in that?
Yeah, no, I don't have a sense in terms of, I don't think he would do a contract extension immediately. I mean, he's got Scott Boras. He likes to be a free agent. I do think he would like to go to a team that he sees winning for the next 2-3 years. And, I think it's fairly clear and pretty guessable that he'd be looking for a deal in that range of the Verlander deal. And I can't exactly remember what he got, but it was something like $35 million a year for 2 years, something along those lines. Top of the market, but pretty short-term deal. He did just turn 37.
Okay, given the fact that the Astros are really the only contender that has decided to buy up a whole new bullpen, how do you rank the teams that are looking for starters but don't get Scherzer? Who are they after? Who are they chasing the hardest at this point?
Yeah, I mean, Barrios from the Twins is very popular. I can't guarantee he's going to be traded, but, I mean, this is such a stark seller's market. They should be able to get an overpay. He's got another year of control, and he's the only other top-of-the-rotation starter. He's not Scherzer, he's not on his way to the Hall of Fame, presumably, but I mean, he's probably a number two starter for most teams, so I'll count him as a top of the rotation guy. There are other starters out there. There's Kyle Gibson, who's got another year to go, and there's guys who are free agents after the year, like Zach Davies and John Gray. It's a thin market, and they're basically every contender except for the White Sox. Needs or would like a starting pitcher.
What do you think, John? Got John Heyman here on 95.7 The Game of the Cubs fire sale. Who is the next to go and who might be up for adding a Kimbrel, a Bryant, possibly even Javi Baez?
Yeah, I mean, I never like to predict the order. You never know on that. But in terms of Bryant, the teams that have been connected so far, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Giants, it's a tough market for position players, even versatile ones. Kimbrel, Houston would have made sense, but now doesn't look that way. The Dodgers, you know, they've professed great confidence in Jansen, and I do think they like Jansen, but they wouldn't mind adding there. I never rule anything out for the Padres. A.J. Preller, their GM, has acquired Kimbrel once before, so, you know, that's a possibility as well. And Baez and Rizzo, I still think there's a good chance, or a decent chance, that they stay and they offer them the qualifying offer and hope to re-sign them.
Of the teams that are buyers, given the fact that it is genuinely a seller's market, when the deadline comes and goes, would we be surprised to find out that that all the activity has already happened and that the last big deal might have been Adam Frazier?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to occur. I mean, the Cubs and the Nats are clearly sellers at this point, and they have big stuff to sell. I'm going to be shocked if Scherzer isn't traded at this point. I mean, Turner, I'm not so sure that he will be. There are many shortstops available who will be cheaper in terms of prospect haul, Story, Baez, and others. So I think Turner will probably stay, but the Nats are going to trade several pieces, I do think. Harrison, Hand, Hudson, and the Cubs, I think, will trade at least two, probably Kimbrel and Bryant, and maybe Baez and Rizzo. So we got plenty more to come. I'm going to be shocked if Frazier's the biggest deal.
One name we have not yet mentioned that, you know, I struggle to understand why he would be available, but he has been said to potentially be available, is Jose Ramirez of the possible future Cleveland Guardians. Do you think he will move before the deadline?
I doubt it. I mean, they like to investigate everything. They're kind of information gatherers. They did surprise us to a degree last trade deadline by trading Clevinger, a pitcher with 2.5 years of control left. Ramirez is on such a favorable, team-friendly contract, it's hard to see them figuring out the right value. And position players are just not going to be overpaid. There's just so many of them out there. I'm surprised that the Marlins did as well as they did for Marte. But, I mean, you've got Peralta, you've got Escobar, Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, Story. You know, you've got a ton. Schwarber, he's on the IL right now, but no reason why he wouldn't be traded. So, it's a seller's market if you've got a holding a starting pitcher, but if you're holding a position player, I think you're in trouble.
A's added Andrew Chafin yesterday to shore up their bullpen a little bit, and then today David Forst completely gives up on former top pitching prospect Jesus Luzardo. Must think that that's damaged goods, doesn't like the attitude or whatever. Kim Ng of the Marlins jumps all over that potential, thinking, I can fix him, and she's going to be paying Starling Marte to play for the A's. It is a one-for-one, and it's a rare kind of trade you see in baseball. It's something else.
Certainly is. You know, the A's may think they know something, and obviously they're pretty good, very smart. You know, of course, the Nats, who are great with pitching, thought they knew something on Giolito and unloaded him, and they turned out to be wrong. So, I mean, the Marlins are gambling a little bit here because he's obviously not doing well at the moment, but he's got a big arm, and, they probably love the fact that he is from a local community. They did that once before with Brinson. Didn't work out. But I don't think it hurts that he is from Parkland, which is about a half hour away from the ballpark. It's a little surprising, but, you know, the A's are operating on a shoestring, as you guys know, and they got that position player that they wanted without spending any money. So, it's hard for me to second guess them, but it's a gamble.
I know this is not a big local thing, but I'm baffled by what it is Seattle is doing, where they traded Kendall Graveman, who might be their best reliever in years, and had a near player revolt as a result of it, and then today go out and get Tyler Anderson. Is Jerry Dipoto crazy, or does he have a plan that we're just not seeing yet?
I don't see the plan, I got to be honest. I mean, you know, you can try to toe the line, but and do a little buying, a little selling, but when you've got a team that's got the mojo like they have, that you've got a negative 50 run differential, you've won four in a row, the team is excited, they're overproducing, overperforming, and then you basically kill that mojo by trading not only their best closer in years, but a leader, and a beloved leader in the clubhouse. And there were tears in that clubhouse I think this is what happens when you're just focused on numbers and you don't consider the clubhouse. And I think that's odd because Jerry DePoto playing for several years, I couldn't tell exactly how many, but several years in the major leagues, most of the GMs are, you know, numbers geniuses who went to Ivy League schools. DePoto isn't that guy. He's an analytics guy, but he's not an Ivy Leaguer. He's a former major league player, but he's certainly taken the reins and become Mr. Analytics. And, you know, at some point you got to consider what happens in that clubhouse, and I think he missed the boat here.
I think so, too. We got John Heyman. One more to wrap up with you here today, because Colorado's sitting on two very interesting properties, people, players, and John Gray and Trevor Story. Do you think that either will be on the move by the deadline, and do you think either could be on the move in their own division?
I mean, you'd have to hope so. They're both free agents. They're not contending. You know, Story has said that he's not going to, or indicated that he's not going to sign a long-term deal, and why would he at this point? You know, he's seen how it worked out with, you know, Arenado and all the others, and then Tulowitzki. I mean, they got good deals, but didn't work out in Colorado for them. So it makes sense that he's dealt. Same with Gray, who's probably the best a rental pitcher other than Scherzer out there. I mean, you're hearing that they're not liking what they're hearing out there, and that maybe they'll give them, certainly Story would get the qualifying offer, maybe even give Gray the qualifying offer. I think that's taking a chance. Myself, I mean, is Colorado really going to win next year where you want to pay a pitcher $19 million? To me, it makes no sense. The only thing logical to do would be to trade them. And, you know, teams don't love to trade in their own division. But, you know, I mean, they're so far behind the Dodgers and the Giants and the Padres. I mean, what it's going to be like a deck chair off the Queen Mary to send them John Gray as a rental. That's, you know, nothing. That's nothing. You know, at this point, it's nothing. They're not in the race. So sending someone as a rental, I see nothing wrong with it. That said, Florida didn't want to send Marte to the Braves. You know, everybody's got their own things. If you don't love the team in your division, maybe you won't do them any favors.
John, thank you so much. Always love tapping into your resources, man. Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
John Heyman, Odyssey Baseball Insider. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. John Heyman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.